Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
So volatile right now, so dramatically moving to the downside that we'll be oversold at some point. And all of these things, listen, the reason the Fed wants to do this is that people get broke, you know? And when you're broke, the
you
Fed will
borrow
walk away.
Money. Oh, my goodness. It's so cyclical.
It's sad to say, right. But once we lose a million or two jobs, then they think their job will be done.
Charles Payne,
yeah.
The truth hurts.
It's sad.
But we all want to know the truth.
The saddest part, though, is it didn't have to be this bad.
That's Charles Payne speaking with Harris Faulkner earlier today on her show, The Faulkner Focus. And it seems as though as the economy continues to take some hits and the economy doesn't really seem to have many bright spots in the future, at least not ones that I'm feeling. I don't think you're feeling them. The solution there to getting this economy back on track seems as if not more painful than what we're already experiencing. Well, let's talk to our expert, Stephen Moore. He's a senior economic contributor at FreedomWorks. He wrote the book, Govzilla, How the Relentless Growth of Government is Devouring Our Economy and Our Freedom. And he's with us again here today. Stephen, welcome back to the show. Always good to have you.
Hi, Annie. Good to be with you.
You know, and I'm listening. Thank you. When I'm listening to Charles Payne there talk about the solution to the inflation problem, because it seems as though the Inflation Reduction Act didn't act to reduce inflation, that the direction this economy is going to have to head in order to get back on the right track, it seems pretty scary for Americans.
It should be. I mean, we're in a deep, deep ditch right now. These are all self-inflicted wounds. The Biden economic policy has been pretty much across-the-board disaster. I mean, you have high inflation. Now you got the stock market that's in a ferocious bear market. By the way, I have to say this with all humility, but, you know, in early May, Arthur Laffer and I had a piece in the Wall Street Journal predicting that the Dow would fall by 20%, that we'd be talking about, and the title of it was Dow 19,500. And guess where we're at today? 29,500. And so, you know, what point to something that Biden's doing that's actually helping the economy? I mean, they've declared war on American energy. They're not building the pipelines. They're massively spending and borrowing and printing money. The price controls, all these things are having a really negative effect. And I was just laughing when you said the Inflation Reduction Act didn't reduce inflation. Mm-hmm. Who thought it would? Mm-hmm. I mean, it's just $500 billion of more spending and borrowing. That doesn't lower the inflation rate, it increases it.
Yeah. You know, Stephen, I was saying at the beginning of the show here that the biggest thing facing Americans, taxpayers, voters right now is the economy. And the biggest thing to the Democratic Party and to the Biden administration is climate. And what they did was they made a climate bill, and they think that the American people are so stupid that they can just call their climate bill the Inflation Reduction Act, and that will appease voters mm-hmm. long enough, 43 days from now, that they'll feel like, yeah, this administration's trying to do something to help reduce inflation. That all they have to do is share some words with us, and we'll go, yeah, right. Okay, you're doing your job. But I don't think, from your experience, you tell us, are voters buying that they're trying to actually reduce inflation for taxpayers?
Well, if you think that the Inflation Reduction Act was going to reduce inflation, you probably thought the Affordable Care Act would make health care more affordable,
exactly.
Right? I mean, you know, you probably think that the demonstrations we saw in cities across the country were mostly peaceful. They're very good at changing the definition of things. By the way, it looks like we may have a third straight quarter of negative growth now. We don't know for sure, but it's close to zero. So, you know, what happens then? Because it used to be two quarters were of negative growth were a recession, but then no, that's not. What about three quarters? is that a recession? Most Americans would probably agree with me that we are in a recession. 70% of Americans think the economy is headed in the wrong direction, and they're right. And, you know, there is one bright spot, though, I got to mention, if I may. And that's, I don't know if you've been following, Annie, what Liz Truss is doing over on the other side of the pond, but she's turning out to be potentially another Margaret Thatcher. I mean, she's cut taxes. She's put a freeze on government employment. She said she wants to increase the amount of fossil fuel production in UK so that they're not dependent on, you know, Vladimir Putin for oil. She is deregulating the economy. She's doing all the right things. So, and by the way, Italy may also elect a conservative free market president. So maybe some things are going in the right direction, just not in the United States.
Yeah, and you know, it doesn't take a news show like or a talk show like mine or a cable news channel or a pundit like you for people to go, things aren't going well here. I'm wondering if you think that in 43 days from now, the American voter is going to attach the actions, the active actions that this administration has taken upon what was supposed to be a V-shaped recovery. That's what we heard. We heard you talk about that. That was supposed to be like kind of a slam dunk. Are they going to understand that the recovery that we didn't have right now and the direction we've headed are due to not the pandemic, but actual active policies by the people who are in charge right now?
Well, great point. I had forgotten about their rhetoric about the V-shaped recovery because we had the start of a V-shaped recovery. Remember when Trump, the last 6 months Trump was in office, but then now it looks like a W. You know, mm-hmm. It went down and up under Trump at the end and then back down again. And hopefully we'll see it go up sometime soon. But I think that it will be a red wave election. I think Americans are, I don't believe these polls that show that they're close races and stuff. I think you're going to see a lot of, and I'm not a rah-rah Republican. I mean, you've known me, Annie, for a long time. Republicans like to spend money just like Democrats do, but it's just important that voters, it's not important that they vote for the Republicans. It's important that they vote against what Joe Biden and Nancy Pelosi and Chuckie Schumer have done to our country, because it will take many, many years, if not decades, to undo the damage that they've done. I mean, my God, we've added $4 trillion of debt, Annie, in what, 20 months?
Yeah, you kind of just answered the question that I was going to tee up for you here, but I'm going to ask it anyway and let you elaborate. We are headed in a distinct direction right now, economically speaking. You know, I've looked at my 401k. I'm 38. I've got time for recovery. I'm curious, when they say, you know, if you're in your mid-50s that you don't really have that much time for recovery, does that turn into your early 50s now when the economy goes down this far? What kind of preparation do Americans need to be making for what's coming here in the next 2 years, but also long term based on the setbacks that we've had right now?
Well, Annie, I mean, you're making me feel old here because I just turned 60. So, you know, and I don't even want to look at my 401k plan now.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just too depressing. I mean, we're not rich. We probably lost $250,000 or $300,000 since Biden came into office because of these nitwit policies. So it's not just people's incomes. I made this point on, Sean Hannity's show Friday night that people's wealth is vaporizing right before their eyes. You know, so think of a couple, you know, that spent their whole life building up their lifetime savings, put it in the stock market so they could have a nice nest egg. And then, you know, Biden's policies come along and he just knocked 20% off of it. So it is going to cause some hardship for people, no question about it. And their dreams of buying a house or people's dreams of having, a secure retirement, it doesn't look so secure right now when you see what's happened to this battered stock market. I mean, this is a bear market, no question about it. And I think it's going to be take a change in direction of policy. And look, if Republicans do win the House, and they're going to win the House, I mean, that's 98% just because they only have to pick up four or five seats and they pick up that many just because of redistricting. But once you take the gavel out of Nancy Pelosi's hands, at least bad things are going to, you know, at least they're not going to do a lot of bad things. Mm-hmm. Now, the Republicans may not be able to get their, you know, Biden will still be able to, veto any legislation he doesn't like, but at least you can stop the bad things from happening. And don't forget when, I mean, this was before your time, but when Newt Gingrich, you know, won the House for the Republicans back in 1994, as soon as that was announced, the stock market went through a huge, huge rally. So we're going to need a change of leadership in Washington for sure.
Did you pay attention to the commitment with America that the Republicans released last week? What's your reaction to that?
I like it all. I mean, it was interesting. I was listening to the Biden people on some of the Sunday talk shows yesterday. Oh, this is such a danger to America. This is MAGA. And I was like, what? Wait, you're not for securing the border. You're not for reducing government spending. You're not for, fighting crime. I mean, what's even controversial about it? I mean, these are just good ideas. These are just common sense ideas of getting our economy back on. They're against producing American energy? Mm-hmm. What are they against? Why?
Are there Democrats right now that feel this pressure to pull away from the direction the Democrat Party is heading so that if the Republicans, you know, every once in a while, the Democrats will pass a bill in a Democrat majority in the House and you'll see a sprinkling of Republicans that cross over and say, no, we support this bill. I mean, I got to think that Democrats that are in some purple districts, if they win re-election, they're going to be pressured to go along with some things that really put them to the test. Do you see any division in the Democrat Party as to whether or not they should be going far left the way it has been heading or maybe just back more to the center?
Not much.
Not really.
First of all, what matters is how they vote. You know, they use so let's just look at the way they vote. Every Democrat has voted for virtually every Biden initiative, every one of them. And in fact, every one of them provided, because that last bill passed by one vote in the House and one vote in the Senate. So every single Democrat provide the winning vote for this radical left-wing big government socialist agenda. Now, what's interesting, what I have been following, Annie, and this is fascinating, when you listen to what the Democrats are saying on the campaign trail, fight crime, reduce inflation, let's get spending under control, let's, you know, produce – they sound like Republicans.
Yeah.
I mean, they're running on a Republican agenda, but we know they're lying, right? Mm-hmm. The first thing they're going to do when they get back into office is go back to the radical agenda. So they talk right, but they govern from the left.
And that's where the media comes in and has to hold them accountable and say, well, you're saying this, but that doesn't happen.
Yeah. No, they won't. You're not going to hold them accountable. I mean, my God, let's not forget that Joe Biden, remember when he was running for president? He said he was a moderate. He said, I'm not Bernie Sanders. I'm a guy who's going to run up the center.
Yeah.
Is there anybody alive who thinks this has been a centrist? He has not one time has he ever reached across the aisle and gotten, you know, trying to get Republican votes. All he does is attack Republicans. Those near fascist MAGA Republicans, extreme. But I'm a MAGA Republican. I'll say it. I'm a MAGA Republican. I do want to make America great again. What are you going to do? You know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Call you names. Call you names and try to use that against you. Yeah. It's bizarre. And it's very telling that what we see from the Democratic Party candidates and people stumping from candidates on a regular basis is a lot of name calling, a lot of playing to people's emotions, but they don't talk about policy and issue at all because none of them are going their way.
Yeah. And also because the wheels are coming off the economy. And I am worried about, you know, I hope I'm wrong about this, but I am worried that the economy is going to, you know, slip into a deeper, more crash landing type of situation than a soft landing, because every idea that comes out of Biden is bad. Can you think of anything on the economy he's done right?
No. It's not even just on the economy. It's broader than that. That's the scary part. Well, that's why we have you.
It's the border. It's the crime. It's the, you know, it's the name calling. All this stuff is just really bad for America. But we'll get through this. I mean, I do think that's why I like to mention what's happening in Britain and Italy. I mean, I think there's a counter assault against this woke leftist big government socialism all over the world.
Yeah, I think the pendulum swings back and we're on the way. And we need you with us here as we do that to break it down for us. Stephen Moore, thank you as always for being with us today.
Okay, Annie, have a great week.
You as well. Bye-bye. The senior economic contributor at FreedomWorks, Stephen Moore. Get his book, Govzilla, How the Relentless Growth of Government is Devouring Our Economy and Our Freedom. If you've been looking to understand these economic issues more, if you're trying to understand how, you know, you think, oh, I'm a Republican, I'm a conservative, big government is bad, but you want to be able to understand it even more, please consider reading his book, because he'll explain it to you in a way that you can potentially regurgitate in conversations about the points that you look at, you read, you research, and you agree with. it helps round out those conversations that you can have and make them more conversational and less argumentative. Let's take a quick break. When we come back, excited to welcome in some candidates for local state office in the Illinois side of the river. We're going to speak with Ashley Hunsaker. We're going to speak with Kevin Schmidt, both of them running for a state house position against Democrats. That would be a plus two for Republicans in the state house. Get us out of that super minority of Republicans in the General Assembly, as well as Wavy Lester, who wants to unseat Christopher Belt in the Illinois Senate District 57. Come in, ask questions, St. Clair County. It doesn't have to be this way. Tune in when we come back to find out how it could be different. We'll be right back.
Get more at 971talk.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!